Tasmania's Supreme Court has ordered the Anglican Church to pay millions of dollars in compensation to a man who was sexually abused by a priest. It's a significant decision because the judgment could become a test case for other victim survivors. Advocates say the decision opens the way for others who may have signed agreements decades ago, which prevented them from taking further legal action. Loretta Loberger reports.
Tasmanian man John Steen has spent decades fighting the Anglican Church. Yesterday, he was finally handed a victory.
I feel stunned, overwhelmed. It's been such a long journey.
Now in his 50s, Mr. Steen was assaulted by convicted Tasmanian paedophile Louis Daniels as a child.
The whole story is almost all of my life. I was initially assaulted by Daniels at the age of about 9 or 10. As a 16-year-old, I did my best to try to get Daniels removed from positions where he could assault other children. That didn't happen. Again, I tried in 1994 when I was 23 to get justice. That didn't work very well. There was a settlement and I was shut down by a legal agreement. I was silenced.
Mr. Steen received $34,000 from Daniels back in the 1990s in an agreement that prevented him taking further legal action. It wasn't until he raised his case in the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse that he was able to tell his story without breaching that agreement. It sparked a decade-long fight for justice.
Thanks to the Royal Commission, we were armed with more information.
The Royal Commission eventually led to law changes in Tasmania that allow victim survivors to challenge unjust agreements like Mr. Steen's and have them overturned, something he's now done successfully in Tasmania's Supreme Court. In the first case of its kind, the court has awarded damages of almost $2.4 million, describing the abuse as serious and damaging. It includes exemplary or punitive damages against the Anglican Church.
I really don't know what life looks like without this struggle against the diocese. So, it's going to take a long time to sink in. Hopefully it's going to make it a lot easier for a lot of people.
Steve Fisher is the chief executive of victim survivor advocacy group Beyond Abuse.
This is a very significant decision. It is a win for victim survivors and other institutions and the churches especially. They should be on notice that victim survivors are coming for you now and we're not hamstrung by the law. The law is fair now.
Mr. Fisher believes both victim survivors and institutions like the Anglican Church were watching this case closely.
This decision has been made possible by a man who has fought the church in the courts and he should be congratulated. He's a trailblazer and this sets things up for people to get more realistic payments.
He points out the significant sum awarded to Mr. Steen by the court is calculated to consider lost earnings.
This isn't all about the money. This isn't like winning lotto. For the rest of his life, he's going to suffer the psychological damage and in a lot of cases, the physical damage that happened to him by the abuse. This is what he would have earned if the abuse had not happened. It's not a gift.
Tasmanian Anglican Bishop Richard Condy said the church was pleased to have a result from the court detailing the proper level of compensation, but it was still working through the judgment. It's the largest settlement the Tasmanian Anglican Church has been ordered to pay.
We were surprised by the amount of the judgment, but, we're still trying to understand it. We're so sad that people who've sat in my position before me have not been able to follow through in the appropriate way with people who came forward for abuse. Things are very different now.
Louis Daniels was last year sentenced to 6 years in prison for the persistent sexual abuse of boys, including Mr. Steen, his third prison term for child sexual abuse crimes.
Loretta Loberger and Alexandra Humphreys reporting. And if you have experienced childhood trauma or abuse, you can call the Blue Knot Helpline and Redress Support Service on 1300 657 380.